In the parasha we have Chet HaMeraglim. Chet HaMeraglim, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf, Kudal and Vez, Gemara in Taina says, Yifkaram b'layla hu, when Klal Yisrael received the reports from the Meraglim, and they cried out, Oisei layla, lel tisha b'avaya. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Atem chisem b'chiyah shalchinam, af ani ekfa lechem b'chiyah daras. This was the night that it was Nigzar, Churim Beis HaMikdash, which was mentioned the Sherish of all the Golias, of all the Chabonis that we have out of Yemezeh. The Pasuk in Tilim, the Psukim in Tilim, the Kapitol Kufav, which talks about Chet HaMeraglim, the Pasuk, Tilim Kufav, Pasuk Chavav, says, Vayisa Yodei Lehem Lahapal Oysam Bamidbar. As she says, Vayisa Yodei Lehem is a Lashon Shua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Shua Lahapal Oysam Bamidbar. We'll see soon that's in the Psukim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Klal Yisrael is not going to continue to live to go into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to die in the Midbar. The Pasuk continues, Chazayin, L'hapil zarum b'goyim l'zaroysim b'aratzis. It says that the part of the Shua was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cause their offspring, the future generations, he's going to place among the goyim and plant them among the aratzis. This Lashon HaPasuk, not the same exact Lashon HaPasuk, is in Yecheskel. Perchov, Pasuk Chichachov Gimel, Gamanin Asosias Yodi Lehem Bemidbar. I, in the Midbar, I made a shur, Zakarashi, the Kaddish Baruch, Lahofitsa Yisam Bagoyim, Lazaris Yisam Baratis, to scatter and disperse Klaisar among the land, among the nations. And the Radak over there in Yecheskel, welcome, he asks, he says, Zeloy Mavur Beksupim, we never find an apprentice's parish, we never find that. There's a shua to send Klal Yisrael on the Golas. He said the first Indian that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to not allow Klal Yisrael on the Midbar to enter Eretz Yisrael that we find in the Pasuk. But where does it say anywhere? Where is there mention of the Gzeira that Klal Yisrael is going to send the Hemshech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry, is going to send Klal Yisrael Hemshech HaDeris into Golas? This is the Ara of the Radak, Ayin Shom, he says it's in the Hemshech HaParshis. Where is the Merum in the Psukim? So then it's in this expression in Hamak Dover. There's a Bior Nifla. Where do we see this shrew in the Pasuk? So Emes and Pasuk Perik Yudal Pasuk Chaf Aleph. The Pasuk says Ulam Chayoni. The Shbaruch Hu after Moshe Rabbeinu asked for Tlicha Mechila Hashem says Vayomer Hashem Salachi Kedorecha, and the Pasuk says Ulam Chai Oni, Rashi says, Chai Oni is a Lashon Shua, Yimoli Kvoid Hashem Es Kal Aretz. And Yimoli Kvoid Hashem Es Kal Aretz, Rashi explains then to the Hemshech, the next two Psukim, Hashem says, my covet will be, I will not allow my covet to be in the Schalel, I'll make sure that all, Kol Eilu Asheru, Kol Eilu Asheru, Kol Eilu Asheru, now, the ones who went out of Mitzrayim, I will not allow them to come. Yiflu Pagrech Mamidbar, you will die, they will die in the Midbar, they will not enter Eretz Yisrael. So there was a Shua, that they were not dying there at the shore. But where again is the Shua that is going to send them into Golas? Says the Netziv, and afterwards he brings a Makar from the Psikta. Says the Netziv, Abir Chadash. What does it mean, Yimoli Kvayt Hashem Es Kal Aretz? Says the Netziv, Yimoli Kvayt Hashem Kal Aretz is really referring to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is referring to Kavod Hashem. As the Psikta says, the Pasuk says, Kol Hashanikra V'Shmi L'Kvaydi V'Rasi Af Yitzarti V'Sasisiv. Klal Yisrael is called in the shame of Hashem. They are called Kvod Hashem. And when it says, Yimei Kvod Kvod Hashem Es Kal Aretz, this really is a remez to the Golus. The Golus, by dispersing Klal Yisrael, by scanning Klal Yisrael, all Arba Kanfus Aretz, from all different mamish, all different parts of the world, this is a key of Kvod Hashem Es Kal Aretz. How so, says Netziv. Dr. Netziv, Kvod Hashem has two ways to be nisgayit. The tachas of the world, it should be Yimoli Kvod Hashem, Lashon Netziv, Mikseh Haaretz, Abkseh Haaretz. It's supposed to be that Kvod Hashem should fill every single inch of this world. It shouldn't be a makom, any place in this world which is empty of Kvod Hashem. Had Klal Yisrael stayed on the same Madrega, on the right Madrega, and they would not have been Chet HaChet HaMeraglim, they would have continued the Madrega that they had in Mitzrayim and Mount Tera to Eretz Yisrael, that it would have been accomplished, Kvod Hashem would have been dispersed to Kol Aretz, because Klal Yisrael didn't have to spread themselves out among all the Umas Olam. They would be concentrated in one place, and it would be Klal Yisrael b'shlimusam, in a concentrated place, that itself would overflow in itself. It would yatzeh shemam b'chol aretz, that itself would cause kvod Hashem. But in the chet ha-meraglim, that was not accomplished. So Hashem says, v'yimoy kvod Hashem es kol aretz. The remez is, I'm going to have a new way to get my kvod Hashem, that the kvod Hashem will be expressed and displayed in the entire universe, in the entire world. How is that with the Gzeres Galus? This is Galus. What do we have in Galus? Says the Netziv, two Nakudas. First of all, says the Netziv, we have the amazing Hashkocha Pratis of the existence, and the miraculous existence of Klal Yisrael. Kekisba Achas amongst Shivan Zevim, Klal Yisrael, to all the Redifis, through all, there's so many other Umas Oilim that have gone and come and gone. But Klal Yisrael remains. This is the miraculous Kvod Hashem that appears. And secondly, through the Mesiris Nefesh of Klal Yisrael to be Shemir Mitzvahs b'chol makom shu, and as hard as it is, the Mesiris Nefesh. This is Kvod Hashem. I'd like to add, explain a little bit more what the Nesiv is saying. This is a totally new way, spectacular way, a way to look at our tafkid in Galus, what we're doing over here in the Galus. The Psikdan, the Sif, that says that Kvod Hashem is Klal Yisrael. What does this mean, that Klal Yisrael is Kvod Hashem? Like the Shtelsu of Beis Halevi, fascinating Beis Halevi. In Parashat Vayigash, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first Golus for all, was the Golus of Mitzrayim. The Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim. As Yaakov Avinu is going down to Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al Tira, Anoichi Eired Imcha Va'ola Gam Ele. I'm going to go down with you, I'm going to go up with you. Says the Beis Halevi. This is the greatest avtocha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'ol avtocha gdolah shebechol avtochas. This the promise that's greater than all promises. Sheinikra Shmo Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, explains the Beis Halevi, he bound his name with Klal Yisrael. Brings a medrash, says a mashal, somebody who had a key, a very precious key, and didn't want to lose it, so he tied it with a keychain, he tied it with a chain to see if it didn't get lost. Klal Yisrael is precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to ever be extricated, ever lose Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should be separated. He tied his name, he interlocked his own name. What does this mean? It says in the Beis Halevi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then was Maftiach, that the image of the Bar Yisbarach, so to speak, Kaviyochel, is ever represented only and exclusively by Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's image will never be elevated, will never be in this Kaddish, only when Klal Yisrael will go up. And the other way around, when Klal Yisrael will go down, automatically it's going to be a Chilul of Hashem. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's image is forever interlocked with Klal Yisrael. This is the Haftocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in Golus. This is what it means that Hashem is Kved Hashem. Hashem is different, it's called Yisrael. Hashem, Shem Shem Kel, is in the same Shem Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is displayed by our existence and how we exist within the Golus. Explains in the Tziv, this is what the Pasuk is saying, V'ulayim chayoni nu'um Hashem, v'imoy chvoyed Hashem es kol aretz. Hashem says, I'm going to accomplish a new way that the Kvod Hashem is going to come to throughout all the Umas Olam, from everywhere, from every far and distant place, from America to Europe to India, any of the most distant places in the world, Iceland, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to plant Yidden all over the world. And Yidden, who are Kvod Hashem, they are going to cause that there's going to be Moy Kvod Hashem. How? Again, two ways. First of all, the miraculous Kiyum of Klal Yisrael, which is Yadua, that the Yavetz, and I've done it to see the Yavetz writes, the Godable Einai Neis Azeh, Mikol Nisim, all Nisim Mitzrayim, all the Nisim that Klal Yisrael ever experienced, the Neis of the miraculous existence, the stamina, the preservance of Klal Yisrael throughout so many generations, so many different other umas have fell and been gone, and we stay throughout all. Klal Yisrael is able to remain. But the second akuda, this I want to explain a little bit in 2 minutes, that when Moisir Nefesh, I want to explain, when we talk about Klal Yisrael, remains, continues to exist, Kishivim Umas. One Umar Kenegashim Umar, it doesn't only mean the physical existence of Klal Yisrael, it means the spiritual existence of Klal Yisrael. When we talk about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dispersed us and scattered us among the Goyim, we don't only mean that physically we're dispersed. We mean that a Yid is scattered, is dispersed among the influence of Goyim. How much have we seen in the past generations how there's been an invasion of the influence of the entire mahalach, of the mentality, of the culture of the goyim? It has invaded the prat, it has invaded the private sector of every single yid. We grow up enveloped, swimming in the values of the goyim. The goyim who place the pursuit of this world, the advancement of this world, as it's the goal of everything, materialism, the values that we never ever would have thought of, skewered values, values that are anti-Torah, that are sometimes anti-human. A Yid, a Bachar, a Yengaman, a Bas Yisrael, she grows up, they're part of her. This is what the Pasuk is saying. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to be L'zaroyisam, L'afitzisam Bein HaGoyim. This is part of what the Baruch Hu wants. And amongst this dispersion, and amongst the scatterness, and amongst this, what they call, this invasion, all the Mesogim that are so bad and foreign to what Yid is supposed to be, to Amleches Kayan and Magad Kodesh, to Atem Tili, Am Segula, to be an Am Segula we grow up with. And the Tachlis is that Baruch Hu sent us Dafka there to show how Netzach Yisrael on Yishaker. The godliness, the Shem Hashem, the Yisrael, the godliness of a Yid will persevere. When someone today grows up with such foreign values and he develops himself and Itaka comes out in a way that the Torah is the ikar by him, he puts Ruchnias, he puts Dvar Hashem, Rotzen Hashem in front of all other values. He puts Aloha in front of materialistic pursuits. He puts Ratzon Hashem and Liman HaTorah in how he builds his life, and he grows up with so many foreign different things. This is the ultimate Kvoid Hashem and Maloi Chalaretz. There's no greater Kvoid Hashem. There's no greater Kvoid Hashem Yimoli Ulem Chayoni Kvoid Hashem. This is what it means, and this is the depth of what it means. The Kispa Achas could be survive and thrive among the Shiva Mumas. It means that among the all the hashpa that we have in this such trial dar, we only see that we grow up so much more difficult to remain pure, remain something that a yid is supposed to be. This zokta nitziv is what the pasuk means, and this is where merum is the shvua of that it says in the psalkim. This is a new stachlis. This is a new way to look. What a tremendous task it is. A task it is with Am, Amiyachidim, Shemoi, Bechol Yoim Domit, Amiyachid Shemoi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Filo, we say Hashem Echad. But perhaps just as strongly, when Amiyachid Shemoi is Baruch, when from wherever you grew up, and however the different forces of final influence grew up, we're able to pull it all together and connect to our emissary, Yiddish roots, to our dveikus, to Torah and mitzvahs, that dveikus and Torah and mitzvahs that perseveres. This is the ultimate Yehuda Yisbarach. This is the ultimate Kvoid Hashem. V'yimoy, this is Shekayim Taka, v'meheira, v'yimoy, v'yimoloi, Kvoid Hashem, v'kol haaretz, v'chabes.